We continue with Perek Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. Previously we talked about the fact that the Torah commands a person to say the Shema b'shachbecha when they lay down, u'bekumecha when they get up, when they lay down to go to sleep, and when they get up. Interestingly enough, Beis Shammai, which is one of the foremost Mishnaic rabbis, the house of Shammai, Omrim, they say, ba'erev in the evening kol adam yatu, every person should recline and lie down, v'yikru, and then say the Shema. Uvaboker, and in the morning, yamdu, they should stand up when they say the Shema. Shenemar, because it says, b'shach b'chov kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up. Beis Shammai understood this pasuk to mean that it's referring to the posture, that when a person says Shema at night, they lie down. When they say Shema in the morning, they stand up. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel argues and says, no. Kol adam kari kedarkai. Every person could read Kriya Shema in any posture that they desire. Shenemar uvalechtecha v'aderech. The proof is because later in the verse it says you should read these words of the Shema, b'shach b'cha v'kumecha, when you lie down and when you stand up, uvalechtecha v'aderech, and when you travel. How is it possible to travel while you're lying down? Clearly, the Torah doesn't mean to say that when you lie down and you rise is the actual posture. In kein lama nemar u'b'shach b'cha v'kumecha. If so, so then why does the Torah say when you lay down and when you arise? Explains Beis Hillel, b'shash ebnei adam sheichvim. What it means to say is at a time that people are lying down. U'b'shash ebnei adam omdim. And at a time that people are getting up, like we saw previously in the Mishnah, that until 3 hours into the day, the sons of kings are still arising. So it's not referring to the posture, says Beis Hillel. It's referring to the time that a person says the Shema. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, on this theme, continues and says something very interesting. Ania isi baba derech. One time I was traveling, and in those days they traveled on donkeys. Vehitesi likros. He stopped his donkey and got off to lie down for the evening Shema so that he could fulfill kedivrei Beis Shammai, the words of Beis Shammai. Says Rabbi Tarfon, you know what happened to me? Vesikanti be'atzmi. I found myself in grave danger mipnei halistin, because of bandits. Bandits. It seems like he stopped in a dangerous area and lied down, and the bandits came and he nearly lost his life. When the rabbis heard that Rabbi Tarfon had done this, Amrulo, they said back to him, Kedai ha'isa lachov ba'atzmacha. Had something really happened to you, you would have been deservant of being punished. She'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. Because by lying down, you violate the words of Beis Hillel. Let me explain. You know, this machlokas, this disagreement between Hillel and between Shammai, is a pretty fundamental disagreement about the actual meaning of the words. Since we rule like Beis Hillel, that it means at a time that people are lying down and a time that people are standing up, lying down and following Beis Shammai is, at least according to our ruling, the wrong understanding. So the rabbi said to him, for having the wrong understanding or teaching the wrong understanding or conducting yourself with the wrong understanding, you deserved it for something bad to happen to you if it would have happened. Now just to clarify one thing, you know, Shammai and Hillel argue all the time throughout the entire Mishnah. Shammai is always much more strict. El Hillel is more lenient almost every time. And most people are not aware of this, but that's because the Jewish judicial system was fascinating. There was something called an Av Beis Din, a Supreme Court justice, and there was something called a Nasi, the president, almost like the people's leader. Hillel was the Nasi, he was the president. It was his responsibility to make sure that the people kept the Torah, but that it was reasonable and it wasn't too difficult. So he always advocated on behalf of the people and was more lenient, if possible. Shammai was the Av Beis Din, he was the Supreme Court Justice. It was his job to make sure that he enforces the law to the umpteenth degree. That's why he was always more strict. We always rule like Beis Hillel. Yet what's fascinating is that our tradition teaches us that when Mashiach comes, when the Messiah arrives, we're going to revert back to Shammai, because people will just be looking for more and more opportunities to upgrade and make their Torah observance that much more strict and that much more detailed and that much more stringent. May Mashiach come speedily in our days when we're able to embrace the opinions of Shammai, and on a last note, Shammai and Hillel, although they argued all the time, personally, there was friendship, and there was unity, and they married into one another's families, and that's the way it is. Signing off, wishing you an amazing, wonderful, and very productive day.